Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia.
Bum 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 bum. Here we are with season 4, episode 2 of Uzbekistan. What am I excited about? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? Well, I've been back a couple weeks now, and moving in a good direction on a lot of fronts. And I would say the thing I'm feeling the most excited about now is, since this is my 4th year here, I am the old hag. I'm the old timer, the long timer. So as I've been at, you know, trivia and a big international party last night and some things like that, it's been nice to like see other faces who've moved to town, and that, you know, my role has changed now. And from being the person who was needing a lot of assistance to be the person who gets to help a lot of people. And, you know, whether that's helping connect people with activities or foods or products or services they're looking for, that's a good feeling to be able to help people. And it really is those little small things that, you know, that help people adjust and fit in. And, so I'm happy to be, you know, to be in that role. A little bit of a challenge to how to navigate. New people tend to be friends with other new people, and there's reasons for that. But also then that frees up opportunities to kind of revisit people I've known in passing over the past 3 years and end up making those better friends. So what I've noticed the expat patterns are is whoever the helper is and whoever the helpee is don't really end up being friends. Like, whoever helps you, you know, get here and get settled or whatever, like, that person is just kind of in that role, the helper, because they don't really have the same needs. It's like, yeah, they want to, like, go, like, do the museums and go see things for the first time, and you're just like, I'll give you directions, you know. Still meaningful to be able to help people in that way, even if that doesn't immediately lead to new friends. But what I have seen is, you know, with one person in particular, and I think there's probably others, that like, we're the only people left now. So, you know, we've got to kind of lean on each other because we're the ones who've been around. And I think that some of those friendships will be like people who were in the background in previous years will become more relevant players in the story here currently. And I'm already seeing some of that. And I find that reassuring, and, you know, makes me happy to live here and happy for the people that I know. So I'm really excited and celebrating the small things I've gotten to do to help people who are new move in and adjust. What am I frustrated by? The whole fascination humans have with cars and how, you know, societies just really... that has just been the unsolvable problem to set up a city in a way that doesn't lend itself to the desire to have a car. Because, you know, it's everyone's dream here to have a car. Chevrolet, pronounced Chevrolet, has some kind of monopoly here with the government, and that's the cheapest car to buy. So there's little white Chevrolets everywhere of different varieties than we are familiar with. And they're just little tin cans. You know, they're just not substantial like cars that I'm familiar with. And so, you know, what happens is then the traffic just gets worse and worse and worse. And people say, like, oh, well, the traffic isn't that bad here compared to Cairo. Oh, it's not as bad as Beijing. Oh, whatever, whatever, whatever. Oh, it's not like Delhi. It's not like Manila. Okay, well, that may be true, but it's also not like my hometown, which has ostensibly no traffic. So, but yeah, the, just all of this, I mean, whether this is in small American cities, medium American cities, large American cities, small international cities, big international cities, of just how to properly manage the infrastructure that either A, there's sufficient room for cars, which if someone knows of a geography that has done that successfully, I would sure like to know what it is. That you know, most of these municipalities just fail miserably in suitable infrastructure to, you know, either A, manage traffic, or B, have substantial public transit, you know, that reduces the need on having a vehicle. So, you know, I mean, like, I think here the public transit's pretty good, particularly if you live near Metro. And I've taken the bus some recently, and the bus routes here do seem pretty good. In my hometown, it's a hub and spoke system where all the buses go downtown and then you've got to transfer to get where you need to go. These are not set up like this. They're long lines that go like crisscross all the way across town. So, I don't know. I've taken the bus maybe 5 or 6 times in the past year. And like, I've not needed to transfer at all. You just get in on one location and it just kind of goes. And maybe that's because the main roads here are all these big boulevards. And then wherever you're going, you just get off the bus stop on the big boulevard and walk down into the Mahala or the neighborhood, you know, to where you're going. So, you know, in that regard, maybe the infrastructure has been successful here. And there are bus lanes, I think, that help some of that move along better. But with this just massive congestion of vehicles, like, you cannot move 10 feet here without touching a vehicle. They're just, even on little side streets and alleys, they're just parked and zipping through. They're way too fast everywhere. And with that is a lot of bump ups. And my first year here, I had one incident where the taxi clipped another car. And I just got out and called another taxi, and that resolved itself okay, but was a little jarring. And then the day I arrived, the taxi collided with another car. And granted, we weren't going, like, particularly fast, but it did completely dent in the backseat door, you know, which is, like, you know, 18 inches from where I'm sitting. And you know, then like a couple days after that, I was crossing the big boulevard, in the crosswalk and two cars rear-ended each other, you know, right in front of me. So just this proliferation of, you know, even if these don't yield injuries, it still damages the car or potentially could, you know, injure someone or more likely injure a pedestrian. So, yeah, so I've got a lot of, you know, confusion and a puzzlement and frustration about cars. And, you know, when I walk somewhere, I just feel this tremendous sense of accomplishment. I feel like I've gotten some exercise, and it's just like, oh yeah, I walked to the trivia game, and it's just like pleasant. It's like a little 30-minute walk. But it was late, and so I decided to take a taxi home. And it was just miserable. Even though the traffic had cleared, they just drive so crazy. Even when I can tell them very, very clearly in Uzbek that, you know, to please drive slowly and carefully. If not, you're going to make me sick. And, yeah, and I mean, all the time, I mean, I've been in close calls of having head-on collisions several times, you know, in addition to different shenanigans on the highway, going out to the mountain, so, you know, just very dangerous driving and vehicles everywhere. And, you know, that some of that could be mitigated if, you know, if somehow public transportation were more appealing to people. And I do I do understand the desire to have a car, like to go to the mountains, you know, or, you know, when you've got to go buy a lot of things at once. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not that familiar with zip cars. I think I've seen them in D.C. But, yeah, something like that, that you can easily get a car for when you need it, but that you're not tied down with it all the time and can still use, you know, foot, bus, my preferred method, metro. So, anyway, that's that. And how long do I plan to stay? Well, you know, I'm halfway through first quarter, and, you know, even though some of the reality has set in about my job, I still think this job and this location and these friends and this lifestyle are very good for me. So I just hope that will continue to go in a good direction through the school year, and then we'll see from there. But yeah, so far for today, I'm just, you know, excited. I get to help new people, and that gives me a sense of satisfaction and sort of validation and reaping the fruit of the lessons that I've learned here, and a lot of it is the wisdom born of tears. And yeah, just tired of all these dang cars everywhere. But definitely happy to be here in season 4. Whoever you are, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, in Washington State, in Central North Carolina, in Germany, in Turkey, in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, whoever you are, I'm happy you're listening. Tune in next time to see what's happening in Uzbekistan.